Nevertheless, the gloom of the distressed land will not be like that of the former times when he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will bring honor to the way of the sea, to the land east of the Jordan, and to the Galilee of the nations. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. A light has dawned on those living in the land of darkness. You have enlarged the nation and increased its joy. The people have rejoiced before you, as they rejoice at harvest time, and as they rejoice when dividing spoils. For you have shattered their oppressive yoke, and the rod on their shoulders, the staff of their oppressor, just as you did on the day of Midian. For the trampling boot of battle and the bloody garments of war will be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child will be born for us, a son will be given to us, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. The dominion will be vast, and its prosperity will never end. He will reign on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish and to sustain it with justice and righteousness from now on and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. Now, Micah chapter 5, 1 to 6. Now, daughter who is under attack, you slash yourself in grief. A siege is set against us. They are striking the judge of Israel on the cheek with a rod. Bethlehem Ephrath, you are small among the clans of Judah. One will come from you to be ruler over Israel for me. His origin is from antiquity, from eternity. Therefore, he will abandon them until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers will return to the people of Israel. He will stand and shepherd them in the strength of Yahweh, in the majestic name of Yahweh, his God. They will live securely, for then his greatness will extend to the ends of the earth. He will be their peace. When Assyria invades our land, when it marches against our fortress, we will raise against it 7 shepherds, even 8 leaders of men. They will shepherd the land of Assyria with the sword, the land of Nimrod with a drawn blade. So he will rescue us from Assyria when it invades our land, when it marches against our territory.
I wonder if you can work out what these people have in common. Louis Braille. A blind guy who worked out how to do Braille so that people could read. Felix Mendelssohn, great composer. The Wedding March. He wrote that. Alfred Lord Tennyson, a poet, famous. Charles Darwin, theory of evolution. Edgar Allan Poe, another poet. Abraham Lincoln, 18th President of the United States. What do they all have in common? They're all male. Yes. They're old people. Yes. They're all dead. Yes. They're all born in 1809. It's a good year, 1809. All these guys got born there. But when they were born in 1809, they were all pretty insignificant. People didn't really know anything about them. They were just babies. 1809 was when Napoleon abolished the Papal States, when he conquered Austria, and he was big news. If they had newspapers or Instagram in 1809, all the news would have been Napoleon. It wouldn't have been these other people who were born. Well, what about this year, 2019? What famous births have there been? Well, there's really only one if you go to Wikipedia, and that's this guy. Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor, born to Harry and Meghan back in May. Now, he's the only one on Wikipedia, but he's actually number 8 in terms of the most popular births this year. His popularity ranks after 7 other births that have happened this year. Number 1, This kid who's got an Instagram account and 600,000 followers, right? And she's not even 1 year old yet. And then, of course, you got this kid who is the son of the rapper who died. In fact, he died before the child was born. This kid who's an Instagram success. I don't know what the parents are doing. YouTube success. Popularity, Kim and Kanye's little kid, Sam. There's number five. Another weird name, Legend. And, of course, number seven, another YouTube sensation. So I don't know if you follow any of these kids, but this is their rankings in terms of babies born this year and how popular they are in the world. But let's be honest. You're not going to know until a lot of time goes past how significant these births are. I suspect number eight is the most significant birth on the screen. I was born in 1965. You can work it out, 54. Okay. And so no one has national holidays when I was born. It's not like 27th of February. Thank you. If you want to give me a gift, don't bother. But no one sort of says, let's have a public holiday. It's Cameron's birthday. No one says, let's redo the whole calendar because of this birth, because this guy is so significant that from now on we're going to start numbering the years from his birth and the years before his birth. We're going to go back in time. I should do the other way around. The years before his birth, you know, 10 BC, 20 BC, 50 BC, 60 before Cameron, whatever it happens to be as we go back in time. It doesn't happen because I'm not that significant. But there is a birth that happened that is that significant, that the whole of history has been shaped and dated according to the arrival of this child. And the passage that we had read to us from Isaiah is where Isaiah prophesies about the birth. And in chapter 7 of Isaiah, we get the verse that a virgin will be with child and will have a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. And that's quoted in Matthew's gospel from Isaiah chapter 7. In Isaiah chapter 9, it talked about the people in darkness have seen a great light. And it talked about the reversal of fortunes, that a people who are in sorrow and oppression, the bondage will be broken and they will be set free, and their sorrow will turn to joy, and all the weapons of war that have been used against them will be done away with, and there will be peace. For unto us a child is born. And Isaiah speaks about this child as if his birth has already happened. And this child is no ordinary child. This is a child who will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. This is not the titles that we would give to a baby. These are the titles that belong to God himself. And Isaiah is telling us that this one who is to be born will be God. He will be Emmanuel, God with us. In a couple of days' time, we're going to celebrate his birth. He will rule, Isaiah says. He will rule over everything, the kingdom that his forefather David had rule over. And God had promised to David that one of his sons would be king forever. And Isaiah is saying, this is the one. And of course, when Jesus arrives, he's declared to be the one who is the son of David, the son of Abraham, the fulfillment of God's promises to his people. The Micah passage that was also read tells us that he will be a ruler as well, this child. And we expect that David's rule, being in Jerusalem and all of the kings after him that ruled in Jerusalem, of course, until the Babylonians came in and sacked Jerusalem and took them off into exile. And that's what Micah is prophesying will happen. But he says, don't worry, God is going to raise up a ruler until she who is in labor gives birth. And then there will be the arrival of this one who will restore everything and bring peace. And you expect, oh, that's going to be in Jerusalem, that's the capital. But no, if you look in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, it's actually in Bethlehem. Now, Bethlehem's not a very significant town in the bigger scheme of things. Bethlehem is like saying Helensburg compared to Sydney. All right? Bethlehem was small. Not many people lived there. Not the place that you would expect a royal birth to happen, a king, yet that was the very town where David was born. And Jesus, being in the line of David, is born in the same place that David was born. And he is born God with us. And we're going to talk about more on Tuesday night. So Tuesday night we're going to look at Matthew chapter 1 and what that says about Jesus' birth. And we're going to refer back to this passage in Isaiah chapter 9 as we do that as well. But I hope you bring all your parents. I hope that just as Isaiah sets up expectation of the arrival of God as a baby who will rule forever, that you come with expectation on Tuesday night. And that you bring friends and you bring family along with you as well. As we see the more fuller picture, I'm just giving you a taste because that's all Isaiah did for his people. But he wanted them to be looking ahead to what God was going to fulfill in the Son Jesus, the fulfillment of his promises of sending a Messiah. And as I'd hinted at the start of the service when we were praying, Jesus is going to return. And yes, Isaiah is preparing people for the arrival of God's Son, but our job is to do what we can to prepare people for the second arrival of God's Son, when Jesus returns and where all the rubbish that is going on in our world is set right, where those in darkness are brought into the light. And that's something that happens in the lives of people all the way along the journey until Jesus returns. And we had people a couple of Friday nights ago stand up and say that this year they stepped out of darkness into light when they put their trust in Jesus. Christmas is a wonderful time of the year where we get to celebrate what God has been doing in history. 2019 years ago, approximately, and what God is going to be doing in history when his Son comes again. And we need to make sure that we're ready for that. So I encourage you to come. I'm not going to say any more. It's just a little tantalizer today, ready for Tuesday. Let me pray and then we'll head off to snack. Father, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you that Jesus' birth was no accident. It was nothing insignificant. In fact, it was the most significant birth that has ever happened. That it was you, your Son, coming into the world, taking on flesh, God with us, Emmanuel, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Father, help us to have expectation as we come to Christmas this year, not just about Christmas, but about the promised coming of your Son. When he comes as ruler, when he comes to set all things right and do away with all the junk in this world, a lot of the junk that we've had to face this year, that there will be no more pain, no more suffering, no more sin. Help us to be people who are ready for that. And we pray this in his name. Amen.